Jesus spent the night in prayer to God. That may be hard to imagine when sometimes we struggle to pray for 5 or 10 minutes without becoming restless and distracted. What did he do for 6 or 7 hours? But as we contemplate him on the mountain, we're reminded that there's such a thing as a life of prayer. That is to say, prayer is more than just a precept to fulfill in the midst of a busy day. It opens up upon another world, a world which is more real, more momentous, more captivating than the visible world. Yes, it would be hard to pass the night repeating vocal prayers, droning on, trying to pass the time. But Jesus was with the one he loved. Contemplating Christ speaking with his Father, we're reminded of the infinite depths of prayer, which puts us into living contact with God. So let's seek more in our prayer. Ask the Lord to take you to the depths. We can imitate 3 elements of Christ's prayer to put us in a position to go deeper. The first is silence. He goes to the mountain away from everyone and in the middle of the night. Such a peace must have reigned on the solitude of the mountain. We also need silence to pray well. The second element is his intentionality. He goes away, he goes up. He makes time to pray. It's good to pray on the way, in the car, on the way to work, or walking, on the way to class, but it's not enough. If we want to cultivate a deep relationship with God, we need time to do nothing but pray. The third element is duration. He spent the night in prayer. We don't have the stamina to pray all night, but from time to time, we need an extended period when we aren't going to be rushed. It's very helpful to have a weekly retreat, 1 hour a week to go to the Adoration Chapel to think, write, pray, read, and be renewed in the presence of the Lord. This morning, let's contemplate Christ praying. Contemplate his face, his posture, his words, the wordless movements of his heart. Contemplate his concentration, his joy, his freedom, the confidence he has before the Father, his reverent adoration, his intense intercession. Contemplate him listening to the Father's voice and resting in the Father's love. And then evaluate, how is my prayer? Am I going through the motions or striving to cultivate a relationship? Do I dedicate the time I need? Have I found a quiet place? Finish by asking the Father to lead you into the depths of prayer.